it's an inconvenience, and it's frustrating being at traffic light intersections, which are now four-way stops, and seeing just how little people know or care about the correct way to handle an intersection like that. And I work in an office which continues to work, as I explained an hour ago, at a significant cost. I only found out today that it costs us 6.5 times the amount of money, just to the figures again, our electricity bill on an average day is 3,500 rand, to run the diesel generator which keeps our uninterrupted power going on a stage 4 load shedding day costs us 20,000 rand. So it's 6.5 times the operating budget, the power operating budget, just to keep going. And I'm trying to understand just how widespread it is, how deep it goes. And so we invited Jeff Jacobs, the president of the Cape Chamber of Commerce and Industry, on the radio. Jeff, good afternoon.
Afternoon, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
What niches, what sectors are the worst hit by load shedding, Jeff?
Well, I think it's pretty much across the board. As you've explained, your office has taken steps to mitigate the risk of load shedding. Unfortunately, smaller companies are not able to afford those measures to reduce or to minimize the impact of load shedding. So when you ask what sectors, I think it cuts right across the board. For obvious reasons, manufacturing sectors are going to be hardest hit, but retailers are not exempt from it either.
Let's just talk about manufacturers first. Do you have any idea how many manufacturers have put in their own power supply in order to be able to continue producing once Eskom introduces load shedding? Obviously, that increases their costs, as it increases our costs today to broadcast during a load shedding period.
Correct.
But is it still a relatively small percentage? 10?
I think it's a relatively small percentage. We don't have statistics. We don't have numbers on that. We do know from our member organizations that a number of medium-sized companies have taken the measure of putting in their own alternatives, such as, you say, diesel-run generators, reducing dependence on Eskom. But our sense is that still many manufacturing companies, especially smaller manufacturing companies, the bread and butter of our economy, cannot afford to put those measures in place. So they're at risk. So whenever Eskom is not able to deliver a consistent supply of electricity, manufacturing stops.
And is this a very busy period for manufacturing?
We're coming to the end of the year, so obviously orders need to be delivered before things start slowing down over the Christmas period, and the impact is going to be greater on those organizations, on those companies.
Yeah, and people are producing to order rather than producing to stockpile, I think. So if you've got a decent stockpile, then you run down your stockpile, and then when you get power, you produce again and you add to the stockpile once more. But people are producing to order, so if they're not able to produce, they're not able to deliver the order, and there is a very real financial loss involved.
Yeah. And our economy has been under massive strain this past year. And so I think many organizations, many companies were looking forward to this period, being able to deliver on orders, as you correctly say. Stockpiling is a useful strategy, but it's an expensive strategy because you're having to produce in bulk and then you're storing. And that just increases the cost of doing business. And again, if you're a small business, you can't afford to do that. The impact is huge.
And we had load shedding at exactly the same time last year. We were going through last year exactly what we're going through now. And so the retailers, and again, the bigger retailers have the cash reserves to make alternative arrangements. But if you're a small retailer and you don't have the money to the electricity goes off, that means you can't charge a sale out, you can't do anything. You shut your doors, basically, until the power comes back on.
And that's exactly what's been happening. It costs anywhere between 5,000 and 10,000, I think, to get a decent-sized generator. But then it also depends where you're located. So if you're a small retailer located in the shopping center that doesn't have backup power supply, you can't run a generator because it's just not conducive, it's not viable to do that. So a lot depends on where you are. The larger shopping centres, the big shopping centres that we know in the Western Cape and Gauteng and the likes, have backup generators. So they're able to continue trading at least with minimal services being provided. But small retailers are left out to die, unfortunately. And you're right. And what exasperates us as a Chamber of Commerce is that at one point we hear that there will be no load shedding until March 2020.
And then three days later, boom, it's stage four.
Suddenly with load shedding. Suddenly it shifts from stage two to stage four. It's the uncertainty that kills business. You know, business needs to operate in a certain environment. It needs to plan in order to provide services and to do it in a consistent way. So when we get hit with these inconsistent messages, we're uncertain as to what the cause of the problem is. Then we hear it's wet coal. Come on, for heaven's sakes. It rains in Gauteng. It rains in this part of the world every year this time. This is the rainy season. So how do you not plan for that? How do you allow incessant rain to disrupt your electricity supply? It makes no sense to us. So one wonders what is actually going on, whether there isn't a different game that's at play here, that the authorities are not able to get their heads around and are not able to get control over.
Jeff, thanks for sharing that with us. Jeff Jacobs, President of the Cape Chamber of Commerce and Industry. And I was hearing Jeff, so I presume people are hearing me, those that have the power to power their decoder through which they listen to us on DSTV audio or whatever the case may be. But we're sitting here without lights at the moment. And more importantly, we're sitting here without aircon. And I'm looking down to my left where, the lights have come back on. So we managed to, somebody obviously did a quick run around the office and collected some small change and got enough money to buy us a little bit more diesel to keep us going till a little while. It's not funny. It's not funny, but what can you do? You know, if you allow all of this stuff to get at you, then not only are you not making any money, but you're spending more on therapy and pills and other ways of dealing with terror.